He destroyed their vines with hail and their sycamore figs with sleet. Today is Psalms 78:47. You get the feeling our Lord God is upset that they weren't listening to him?
Father, help me to remember that you send tribulations for a reason. The fiery darts are meant to soften my world's hardened heart. Only you know how much fire that it will take. Only you know how much pressure to apply to achieve the desired results. A heart yielded fully to you. Lord, I trust you to put me in the fire and refine me. I want my character to fully reflect the character of my blessed Savior, Jesus. Amen.
Today, think about the potter who is making a vessel to hold water. He forms the clay on the wheel, molding it to the right shape and size. Then he applies the glazes and the fire to ensure that the vessel will stand up to its purpose, holding water. I don't know if any of you have ever watched a potter, but you've learned, if you're like me, if you take that clay and just set it on the wheel and start spinning it, two things will happen. One, the clay will not mold, and two, you're going to get the clay right in your face. Watch a potter next time. To make the clay do what he wants, that potter takes that clay and slams it into submission onto the wheel to make it stick and to make it do what he wants it to do.
Today's action. Whenever you begin to experience the smallest adversity, immediately begin praising the Lord. Remember, he's making you a vessel that will hold the living water. Today's treasure is found in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 11, 13 through 15. And it shall be that if you earnestly obey my commandments, which I command you today, to love the Lord your God and serve him with all of your heart and with all of your soul, then I will give you the rain for your land in its season, the early rain and the latter rain, that you may gather in your grain, your new wine and your oil. And I will send grass in your fields for your livestock, that you may eat and be filled.